Richard Arnold, morning.
Hey, Mike.
So, stormy 2 days, 7-8 hours. How'd you go?
Yes, well, it was contentious testimony and a long haul, I would have to say. Not only graphic but combative as she pushed back at defence questioning today, seeking to portray her as a liar and money grubber. You made all this up, right? Challenged former President Trump's lawyer Susan Nicholas. No, said Daniels forcefully. Then in a bizarre exchange, one of many, right? The Trump lawyer challenged Daniels, saying that as a porn star, she had experience with, quote, phony stories about sex. Stormy Daniels replied that the sex in such films is, quote, very much real, just like what happened in that room. So, yeah, this is a hearing involving a former United States president and current Republican hope unlike anything we have ever seen before. Trump's lawyer said Daniels has sold merch online, leading Daniels to reply, not unlike Mr. Trump. The lawyer mentioned a $40, quote, Saint of Indictments devotional candle that carries an image of the porn star draped in a Christ-like robe. Trump recently, of course, put on sale his own version of the Bible and also has offered to supporters pieces of the suit he was wearing when he was criminally indicted. Never surrender suit swatches. I mean, seriously. At times, Daniels was feisty or jokey. At other points, she seemed to be near tears. At one moment, the lawyer brought up Daniels' interest in the paranormal and work as a medium. Jurors did not appear to react. The Trump defense needs only to find, of course, one juror, one dissenter. Prosecutors need to find a unanimous verdict if Trump is to be convicted in this case. The defense quoted Stormy Daniels in a tweet saying she would, quote, dance down the street if Trump is convicted. Prosecutors then sought to place that in context, saying a Trump-supporting stranger had called Daniels a, quote, disgusting, degenerate prostitute and wished her luck walking down the street. So that, they said, was the actual context. Daniel said she believed Trump was assailing her directly when in August of last year he tweeted in all caps, if you go after me, I'm coming after you, just after he had filed suit against Stormy Daniels in Florida. Daniel said she had to hire security because of all this and move a couple of times and take extra precautions because of her daughter. Trump never looked at her directly in court today. So that was pretty much the wrap, except the judge in this case has granted the former president's request to have a day off next week on the day of his now 18-year-old son Barron's high school graduation. Before this court decision, pro-Trump media was running hot. How dare this court deny former president the right to attend his own son's high school graduation and spend the day? Well, now Trump campaign says Trump will be in Minnesota that night, not staying in Florida all day, but headlining a fundraiser.
Right. Where are we at with the Biden interview yesterday? What have we got by way of pushback?
Boy, this is a lot of pushback, and this is so complex, isn't it? How much of a turning point is this? We'll find out, I suppose. President Biden, who has been throughout his political career a strong supporter of Israel, says he will stop some U.S. weapons shipments to Israel if they move in force into Rafah, the Palestinian refugee area in Gaza. This is the most direct move Biden has taken, as Israel's PM Netanyahu has ignored U.S. calls to hold back from the area where more than a million Palestinians have taken refuge, says Biden.
I've made it clear to Bibi and the war cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
Well, Biden acknowledged that civilians already have been killed in Gaza with American-supplied weapons. He says he is not walking away from Israel's security, but from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas. Can you walk this middle line in the throes of this war between the two sides? So this Biden move is drawing outrage from expected quarters, including from some Republicans in the U.S. Capitol. Once again, it is taking place as the war rages and as the U.S. election campaign rages, with Wisconsin, as you know, with its large pro-Palestinian population, a potential decider in a likely very close election come this November. Biden and Trump are about even in Wisconsin's latest polls, while Netanyahu is struggling to hold power as well. It is all becoming increasingly tortuous.
Have a good weekend. By the way, Richard Arnold states, so just before we leave that particular part of the world, in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, in July 15th through 18th, is of course the National Convention for the Republican Party, so they pick those places very carefully. And on the list of delegates at large is 18-year-old, the aforementioned Barron Trump, so there is a move there potentially into politics.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.